Claude Code Dynamic Workflows, Fan Out, Checkpoint and Verify, 2026. Claude Code Dynamic Workflows turn a single orchestrator instance into a parallel execution engine. Claude writes and runs an orchestration script that fans work out to tens or hundreds of sub-agents, checkpoints progress between stages, and verifies sub-agent results before handing anything back. This is not a cosmetic upgrade to the prompt interface. It is a different execution model that changes how you think about cost, correctness, and control. This chapter teaches you to design fan-out patterns, implement durable checkpoints, and build result verification logic that earns trust. It also teaches you when the overhead is not worth it. Prerequisites check. Before continuing, confirm that you 1. Can run a basic Claude tool use script from Chapter 1 without errors. 2. Understand the MCP protocol from Chapters 2 and 3. Sub-agents often expose tools via MCP. 3. Have working structured logging from Chapter 5 because orchestrator-level debugging without logs is impractical. 4. Understand authorization gates from Chapter 6. Parallel agents amplify every authorization weakness. If the Chapter 5 logging setup is not in place, you will not be able to tell which subagent produced a bad result. Fix that first. Static chains versus dynamic workflows. The tool use pattern you learned in Chapters 1 through 9 is a static chain. One Claude instance, one conversation thread, tools called one at a time, results incorporated sequentially. User prompt, Claude decides, tool A, Claude decides, tool B, final answer. A static chain is correct for most tasks. Claude reads the last tool result before calling the next tool, so it can adapt. The price is latency. Each tool call is a synchronous round trip through the model, and you can only run one at a time. Dynamic workflows. Break that constraint. The orchestrator Claude instance does not call tools sequentially from inside a conversation loop. Instead, it writes an orchestration script, executable code that the host environment runs, and that script spawns multiple sub-agent instances in parallel. Orchestrator generates script. Script spawns agent A, agent B, agent C in parallel. Agents A, B, C run concurrently, write results to checkpoint store script, reads checkpoint store, verifies results, assembles final output. The practical effect, a codebase analysis that would take 20 sequential tool calls, can instead fan out to 20 subagents reading 20 files simultaneously. Wall clock time compresses, but token spend multiplies. The orchestrator model. The orchestrator is a Claude Code instance configured to produce and run multi-agent scripts, rather than to answer a single user query. Anthropic's Claude Code SDK supports this pattern via the output format and subprocess orchestration APIs. The orchestrator is responsible for 4 things. 1. Decomposing the task into parallel units of work. 2. Spawning sub-agents with scoped context, not the full conversation history. 3. Checkpointing each sub-agent's output to a persistent store. 4. Verifying that the checkpoint store is complete and correct before proceeding. Sub-agents are isolated. They receive only the context the orchestrator hands them, a slice of the task, any tools they need, and output format instructions. They do not share memory with each other or with the orchestrator's conversation thread. This isolation is a feature, not a limitation. It prevents one subagent's error state from contaminating another's result. The downside, if your task has dense sequential dependencies, the output of step 3 is required input to step 4. Dynamic workflows do not help and may hurt. Fan-out patterns. There are 2 structurally different fan-out shapes. Homogeneous fan-out, all subagents receive the same task structure applied to different inputs. Example, analyze 50 code files for security issues. Each subagent gets 1 file. Results are structurally identical. Python import subprocess, JSON pathlib concurrent.futures, def analyze file, file path star, dict result equals subprocess.run, claude nef, analyze this Python file for security issues. Return JSON, issues severity low, medium, high. NASH input file, file path, DIE-NICE output format, JSON, capture output true, text equals true, timeout 120. Return, file path, result, JSON.loads result dusted out. Files equal list pathlib.path glob cappat.py with concurrent.futures thread pool executor max workers 20 as pool futures equals pool.submit analyze file f for f in files. Results equals f and concurrent.futures day as completers. The orchestrator script launches 20 parallel Claude P processes, the practical thread limit for a max account without hitting rate ceilings. Each subagent returns structured JSON. The orchestrator collects and checkpoints all results before doing anything else. Heterogeneous fanout subagents receive different tasks that produce inputs for a downstream aggregation step. Example, one subagent audits for security, another for performance, a third for test coverage. Results are structurally different and must be merged by the orchestrator. Python agents equals security audit for OWASP top 10 issues. Return finding perf, identify hot paths and ONF for loops. Return findings, coverage, list untested public functions. Return findings. Def run agent role prompt star target dict result equals subprocess.run claude tpp nice input file target dash output format JSON. Capture output equals true text true timeout 180. Return role role result JSON.loads at stout. With concurrent.futures thread pool executor as pool, futures equal dot submit run agent role prompt slash payments.py for role prompt in agents.items. Specialist results equal f.result for a concurrent.futures.asCompleted. Heterogeneous fanout is useful when the analysis dimensions are genuinely independent. Security review has nothing to say about test coverage. When they are not independent, e.g., you need the security result to scope the performance review, use sequential chaining inside the orchestrator script, not a heterogeneous fanout. Run prompt cell model, Claude Sonnet 4.6. Prompt, I want to audit a Python monorepo with 80 files. Some files need security analysis, some need performance review, and some need both. Design a fanout orchestration strategy. Consider, how do I route files to the right agents? What shape should the checkpoint store take? How do I avoid running redundant agents? Expected output, fanout strategy for a mixed audit monorepo. 1. Classification pass, single agent, sequential. Run one fast classification agent first. Read file names, top-level imports. Return a JSON map of file path security, perf, tags. Cost 1 agents, 80 short reads. Time 30s. 2. Parallel audit agents, fan out. From the classification map, build 2 lists. Security files, perf files. Files needing both appear in both lists. Spawn 2 independent thread pools. 1 for security agents, 1 for perf agents. Max 20 workers each. Each agent receives 1 file and its assigned role. 3. Checkpoint store shape. Run ID, audit di6-051-a1b2. Files, slash payments.py. Security, status done, findings, perf, status done, findings. Struck slash models.py, steer to status finding, perf, status pending. 4. Deduplication, track each file role pair. If the run crashes and you resume, skip pairs where status equals done. This is idempotent fanout. Token budget math. Dynamic workflows multiply token spend. Every subagent is a full Claude invocation. A homogeneous fanout of 50 subagents costs 50 times the tokens of running one. Rule of thumb for estimating cost before you build. Total tokens, n subagents, AVG context per agent, plus orchestrator tokens. For a code analysis run with 50 agents, each receiving a 2,000 token file plus a 500 token prompt. 50 times 2,500 equals 125,000 input tokens. 50 times 1,000 equals 50,000 output tokens, estimated. Orchestrator, 5,000 tokens. Total, 180,000 tokens. At Sonnet 4.6 pricing as of 2026, this is a fraction of a dollar. But with Claude Code plans that enforce weekly token limits, burning 180,000 tokens on one orchestration run can noticeably dent your weekly quota. Community posts from May 2026 consistently flag this. Users who turned on dynamic workflows for large fanouts saw their weekly credit reset events become meaningful rather than routine. The problem is not the per-run cost, but the invisibility. If you do not log total tokens per orchestration run, you will not see the accumulation until the quota wall hits. Mitigation: log input tokens and output tokens from every subagent's response. Aggregate them at orchestrator level. Write the total to your checkpoint store. You then have a cost record per run that persists across failures. Python def run agent with cost tracking, role star prompt star dict result equals subprocess.run, claude nice p prompt, nice input file, file output format, JSON, natch verbose. Tap prints usage to Sedar, capture output true, text to true, timeout equal 180. Payload equals json.loads result dusted out. Claude def verbose emits usage JSON on Sedar. Try usage equals json.lazare.splitlines minus 1. Accept exception, usage equals return role role, file file, result payload. Tokens in, usage.get input tokens 0. Tokens out, usage.get output tokens 0. Weekly Claude code plan limits apply per account, not per script. A dynamic workflow that fans out to 100 sub-agents burns plan quota as if a human ran 100 manual Claude code tasks. On Pro, that can exhaust a week's allowance in a few runs. On Max, limits are higher but still finite. Before you schedule a recurring orchestration job, measure its token cost on one real run and multiply by run frequency. Checkpoint patterns. A checkpoint draught is a durable write of an intermediate result that the orchestration script can read on restart. Without checkpoints, a partial failure means rerunning all subagents from scratch, wasting quota and time. The minimal checkpoint pattern. Python import JSON pathlib hashlib time checkpoint dir equals pathlib.path.checkpoints. Checkpoint dir.mkdir exist ok equals true. Def checkpoint key, run ID star, file star, my star content equals f run ID file role. Return hashlib.256 content.encode.hexdigest. Def write checkpoint, run ID star file role star, result dict, key checkpoint key file role, path equals checkpoint dir sf key, JSON. Path.write text, JSON dumps, run ID file file role ts time.time, result result. Def read checkpoint, run ID star file star role star, dict none, key equals checkpoint key, run ID file role, path equals checkpoint dir key JSON. If path.exists, return JSON.loads text, return none. Def run agent checkpointed, run ID role star prompt star file, dict cached equals read checkpoint, run ID file role. If cached, return cached result. Skip subagent if already done, results run agent with cost tracking role prompt file, write checkpoint, run ID furl result. Return result. With this pattern, you can kill the orchestration script mid-run, fix a broken agent prompt, and restart. Only the incomplete file role pairs rerun. Completed pairs read from disk in milliseconds. Checkpoint granularity, write checkpoints per unit of work, per file, per document, per API call, not per stage. A coarser checkpoint, stage 2 is done, forces a full stage rerun on failure. A finer checkpoint, file X role Y is done, lets you resume at the exact failure point. The cost of fine-grained checkpoints is small JSON files and slightly more I.O. The cost of coarse checkpoints is duplicated subagent invocations. Fine-grained is almost always the right choice. Verification before handoff. A checkpoint stores what a subagent said. A verification step decides whether to trust it. Without verification, a silent subagent failure, malformed JSON, hallucinated schema field, empty output, timeout, propagates into the final result. The orchestrator assembles garbage and the downstream consumer sees it. Verification should happen before the orchestrator commits to using a checkpoint result in the final assembly. Python from typing import type dict class security finding type dict file star line int severity star description star def verify security result result tuple bool star returns is valid reason. Reason is empty string on success. If findings not in result, return false, missing findings key. If not is instance result findings list, return false. Findings must be a list for if in enumerate result findings. If not is instance f get severity star, return false, f finding I missing string severity. If f severity not in low, medium, high, critical, return false. F finding has invalid severity, return true. Def assemble score final report, run ID star files list strat, dict verified, rejected equals. For file and files, cp equals read checkpoint run a security. If cp is none, rejected.append file. File reason, no checkpoint. Continue. OK reason equals verify security result cp result. If OK, verify.append file findings cp result findings. Else, rejected.reason reason. If rejected, surface failures explicitly rather than silently omitting them. Print, f warning, len rejected files rejected during verification. For R in rejected, print F, R file, R reason. Return verified, verified, rejected, rejected, run ID, run ID. The orchestrator should expose the rejected list to the caller. Silent omission is the worst outcome. The downstream system thinks all 80 files were analyzed when 5 were silently dropped. Run prompt cell model Claude Sonnet 4.6, prompt, an orchestration script fanned out to 20 subagents. 2 returned empty output, timeout. 1 returned valid JSON with an unexpected extra field confidence score not in the agreed schema. And 1 returned a Python traceback instead of JSON. How should the verification layer handle each case? What should the orchestrator report? Expected outputs, handle each case explicitly. Empty output, 2 agents, timeouts. Mark these as status, failed. Reason, empty output, timeout. Do not silently drop them. Log which files were skipped. Depending on tolerance, either requeue these specific files with a longer timeout or surface them in the final report as unanalyzed. Extra schema field, confidence score. This is a schema evolution case, not a failure. If the field is not required by your contract, accept the result and strip or preserve the extra field based on policy. Do not reject valid outputs for forward compatible additions. Log the unexpected field for schema tracking. Python traceback instead of JSON. This is a hard failure. The subagent crashed before producing output. Mark status failed. Reason, agent error, non-JSON output. Log the traceback for debugging. Do not attempt to parse it as a finding. Orchestrator report. Always include a summary. Total files 20, verified 17, failed. Timeout 2, agent error 1, warnings, schema drift 1. Never present 1720 as complete. The 3 failures are load-bearing gaps in coverage. Rollback patterns. Not all dynamic workflows are read-only. Some fan out to subagents that write to databases, call APIs, or modify files. When a verification step fails after some subagents have already committed writes, you need rollback. The simplest rollback pattern is two-phase execution. 1. Propose phase. Subagents generate proposed changes, write them to the checkpoint store as diffs or new state blobs. No actual writes to production systems. 2. Commit phase. The orchestrator runs verification on all proposals. If all verify, it applies them. If any fail, it discards the entire set and surfaces the failures. Python def execute two phase run idest or tasks list dict def phase 1 propose proposals. For task in tasks, proposal equals run propose agent run id task, writes to checkpoint, not to DB. Okay, reason equals verify proposal proposal. If not okay, return, return status aborted, reason, reason, task, task. Proposals task id equals proposal. NAR phase 2 commit only reached if all proposals verified. Committed G. For task ID, proposal and proposals.items, apply proposal, task ID proposal, actual write committed.append task return, status committed, count len committed. If you cannot implement two-phase, e.g. external API calls have no transactional rollback, design the fan out so that each subagent is idempotent. Running it twice has the same effect as running it once. Idempotency is the poor person's rollback when real rollback is unavailable. Knowledge check questions equals question. You fan out 50 subagents for a document analysis job. After 35 complete, the orchestration script crashes. You fix a bug in the subagent prompt. What should the checkpoint pattern allow you to do? Answers: rerun all 50 subagents with the new prompt, skip the 35 completed agents and run only the remaining 15, invalidate all checkpoints because the prompt changed. Run the orchestrator once more and let it decide automatically. Correct index 1. Explanation. Checkpoint store. File. Role. Run ID. Result. Since you fixed a bug in the prompt, the correct decision depends on whether the 35 completed results are still valid. If the bug affected their output, you should invalidate and rerun. If only the 15 remaining would have been affected, skip the 35. The key is that the checkpoint architecture gives you the choice. Without it, you have no choice but to rerun all 50. Knowledge check questions. Question, free form, describe a fan-out workflow from your own domain. Identify the unit of parallelism, what does each subagent receive, the checkpoint key structure, one verification check, and one case where you would reject the entire run rather than just flag a single failure. When not to use dynamic workflows. Dynamic workflows are not the default for tool use. They are a specialized pattern that adds complexity, cost, and operational overhead. Use them only when the task justifies it. Do not use dynamic workflows when 1. The task fits in one prompt. If Claude can produce the correct result in a single turn with one or two tool calls, fanout adds nothing except tokens and latency. 2. Sequential dependencies prevent meaningful parallelism. If step 3 depends on step 2's output, you cannot run them in parallel. Sequential chaining inside one Claude instance is simpler. 3. You need human approval at an undetermined mid-flight point. Dynamic workflows are designed for machine-to-machine completion. If a human must review and approve at a step that only becomes identifiable during execution, an interactive agent loop is the right tool, not an orchestration script. 4. Latency matters more than throughput. Spawning subagents has overhead. Process startup, context injection, output parsing, checkpoint I/O. For a task with 5 small sequential steps, that overhead is more than the parallelism saves. 5. The token cost is not justified. If your job takes 10 minutes sequentially and 2 minutes with 50 subagents, but the sequential path costs 5,000 tokens and the fan-out costs 250,000 tokens, you are spending 50 chems to save 8 minutes. That trade-off only makes sense at scale or when wall clock time has a direct dollar value to you. The community's reaction to dynamic workflows has been instructive. The users who benefit most are those running batch jobs, code review, document processing, data extraction, where the input is large, the parallelism is natural, and the cost per run is predictable. Users who add dynamic workflows to interactive pipelines or small tasks consistently report that the overhead outweighs the benefit. Practical fan-out limits by plan tier. As of June 2026, the practical fan-out ceiling is determined by weekly token limits, not a hard API concurrency cap. Plan, practical max concurrent subagents. Notes. Claude Pro, 5 to 10, weekly credit resets quickly at high fan-out. Claude Max, 5, 20 to 40, comfortable for mid-size batch jobs. Claude Max, 20, 80 to 150, viable for large-scale orchestration. API pay-as-you-go, rate limit dependent. No weekly cap, cost is per token. These are community-reported heuristics, not Anthropic's official numbers. Your optimal concurrency depends on your specific prompts and context sizes. Always measure token spend on a small pilot run before committing to a large fan-out. For the API route, non-plan, pay-as-you-go, weekly limits do not apply, but per-minute rate limits do. Throttle subagent launch rates with exponential back-off if you see 4 and 29s. Summary of the dynamic workflow stack. A production dynamic workflow has 5 layers. 1. Orchestrator decomposes task, spawns subagents. Spawns subagents. Subagents. Isolated Claude-P invocations. Each receives scoped context plus tools. 3. Checkpoint store JSON files per run ID unit role. Enables idempotent resume. 4. Verification schema plus value checks before assembly. Rejects or flags incomplete results. 5. Cost tracking input tokens plus output tokens per agent, aggregated per run in checkpoint store. Missing any layer makes the others harder to operate. Verification without checkpoints means you cannot recover from partial failures. Checkpoints without cost tracking means you cannot explain the quota bill. Try this yourself, hands-on exercise. Build a checkpointed code reviewer. Build an orchestration script that 1. Accepts a directory path as input, 2. Lists all .py files in the directory, 3. Fans out to 1 Claude-P subagent per file, asking each to return file, issues, line, severity message as JSON, 4. Writes each result to a checkpoint store keyed by run ID file path, 5. Verifies each result, checks that issues is a list, each issue has line as int and severity in low, medium, high, critical. 6. Prints a summary, total files, verified, rejected, with reasons, total input plus output tokens. Success criteria, run the script on a 10-file sample directory. Kill it after 5 files complete. Restart it, Confirm that only the 5 incomplete files run again, not the already complete 5. Manually corrupt one checkpoint file. Remove the issues key. Confirm the script flags it as a verification failure, not a crash. Check the token totals in the summary against what you expect from your plan's usage dashboard. Stretch goal, add a die dry run flag that reads checkpoints and prints the summary without spawning any subagents. What's next? You have now covered the full tool use stack from basic function calling, chapter 1, through production connector patterns, chapters 7 to 9, and orchestration, this chapter. The capstone project applies everything. Build a production-ready MCP agentic connector that bridges a secure domain system to Claude. Include structured logs for every tool call, authorization per tool, a compliance audit trail, and optionally a dynamic workflow layer for batch operations. r/ClaudeAI thread on Claude Code Dynamic Workflows, 23/drfunnyw.reddit.com/r/ClaudeAI/comments1tq9ov, introducing dynamic workflows in Claude Code. Claude thread on Claude Code credits and weekly limits, 2026/drfunnyw.com/r/ClaudeAI/comments1tq9vqf/Claude_Code_Credits_Credits_Rebooted after coding for. Anthropic Claude Code SDK documentation. docanthropic.com/doc/clash-code-sdk. Anthropic support, Claude Agent SDK with Claude Plan. helena.com/support.claude.com/article/fun3654. Use the Claude Agent SDK with your Claude Plan. Anthropic Claude Code Settings documentation, docs.anthropic.com/settings.